Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? Y'all know who it is. It's Angel of That Chick Angel TV, and I will let my husband introduce himself. Go on here, baby.
Big Marcus Tank.
That's it? Why do you always just leave that huge space?
Because I don't know. I'm just thinking. It's me. I'm the husband of the channel.
The husband.
Of the podcast.
Yeah, he's the husband for now.
Yep, till I find something better.
And that'll never happen. So I guess he'll be around for forever. So before we jump into this podcast, we want to ask that first, we want to say thank you for listening to the podcast. But secondly,
absolutely,
we want to ask that you follow the podcast either on SoundCloud or iTunes, because you can just listen to it in your car if you have iTunes. And if you want to see the visual of all of this shenanigans and things of that nature, check it out on That Chick Angel TV, which is on YouTube. And also, we both have some social media.
No, stuff. I have a social media. And she has
quite a few
credentials.
Marcus is on Periscope at Big Marcus 2782. When's the last time you Periscope, babe?
Last weekend. This past weekend. I wanted to do it again.
What happened?
Later on this weekend. Later on that weekend. I don't know. I get into it.
Yeah. Well, you can follow me.
On Black Planet.
Nobody's coming over there. Nobody's coming over there.
What about MySpace?
No.
Ain't nobody on MySpace no more.
So, you can follow me on Periscope at That Chick Angel, as well as on Snapchat, which is Snapchat.
With a T.
Yes, which
Mama,
is also...
Ain't no...
Shut up. Which is also That Chick Angel. The T of that is capitalized. The C of chick is capitalized. And the A of angel is capitalized. And it's all one word. Because I know some people have been having a hard time following me on there. You can also check me out on Facebook at That Chick Angel TV. And Twitter at Angel the Actress. Excuse me. And Twitter at Angel the Actress.
You're asterisk now?
Yes, because I
get
emphasis.
Come on. So we can start this, girl.
Okay.
All these introductions.
All right, so we're going to tackle music today. We kind of talked about it a little bit in a previous podcast, but we only answered like one question. So I thought it would be nice for us to take a little walk down memory lane of the songs that we used to like when musicians were writing songs for our age group, because that's not the case for a lot of the new musicians.
They were writing songs to last.
I wouldn't agree with all that.
Some of them was.
Yeah, some. That's in every generation, some are.
We got one right now. Just one.
That's your opinion, but I feel like if we take a look at some of the songs that we were enjoying and honestly enjoying, not just the ones that we know make us sound good as far as in, I used to like this. Yeah, I used to love Lauryn Hill, but I also loved some songs that weren't Lauryn Hill.
They all know you ratchet. It's all good.
You were country ratchet too. So.
Yeah, I was all about No Limit.
Yeah,
everything
south.
But I knew what I was listening to. I knew exactly what it was.
Well, I hope you bring up some of those lyrics.
Oh,
too.
I am.
Because you know what? For me, I didn't really know the lyrics of the songs that I loved. and I just looked up some, and I am flabbergasted by the lyrics. Had I known.
Was that you that didn't know that the song by Aaliyah was a sexual song?
Which song?
Left, right?
Rock the Boat?
Rock the Boat.
Yeah, Rock the Boat.
Was that you? You
threw me off. I want you to rock the boat. Rock the boat. Work the middle.
They just taking a trip to Catalina Island. That ain't.
Change position. That's when I said, hold on.
But when did you realize it?
Last year. 2015.
Yeah. All right. Finish your introduction so we can start.
We're going to take a trip down memory lane. So, Marcus, do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. So, I didn't do Lauryn Hill, even though when I was a freshman in college, I listened to her album every day. And obviously, I feel like Lauryn Hill on The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was speaking some deep stuff. So, I'm not even going to try to compare it to the stuff that's on the radio now, because I know there is no comparison. Like, she was on some old deep, I want y'all to understand, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, these men don't love you. So I was like, let's go to the stuff that I used to like to party to. So today when I was on Facebook, somebody posted the video to Missy Elliott, Timberland's, and Magoo's and Aaliyah's Up Jump the Boogie. We gon' show you how show you how we party. So I decided to look up these lyrics. And yeah, I was, okay, there's a goddamn ad that keeps coming up instead of the lyrics. I hate that when they don't let you just press X. Okay. So I'm not going to be able to say all the lyrics because they are very offensive. So I'll be bleeping out some stuff. Okay, so it starts off, give it up, we gonna show you how we party. Up jumps the boogie and that repeats. Then he goes, I fiend for all beats, like girls jump for D. The D. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say the D. Don't salt the next man, keep that Lindbergh, S-H-I-T. Up in the cut, like gay in words, in butt. The black, I'm black with Indian. My race should be mutt. I cut with razor blades, play spades with Aunt Venus. Evaluate this rap. Take heed, a effing genius. Up in the sky, up high, don't puff, lie. Do you smoke crack, Sam? Prepare to effing die. F Crazy Joe, my name is Crazy Flo. You thought I had 8, but I got 10 more. Off beat, on beat, old school like Beach Street. I stink like Pop's feet, make sweat with no heat. That was Magoo's rap. He said like gay Negroes, but not Negroes in butt.
Yeah, but go ahead.
But what? No, like,
no, but what I wanted to say, it's granted he was saying some real foul stuff. Yes. I give him that. But it's how he said it. It was a creative way that he said it.
No, when I watched it, when I just watched it, well, you mean like his words were creative?
Yeah, the wordplay. Well, some of it.
What, really?
Nah. All right, not on that one in particular.
And
but even the way the whole song goes,
like
the creative, like the rhythm that he used to say what he's saying. It ain't just like, yeah,
I'm telling you, when I watched it today, I was like, this is the most elementary stuff I have ever heard. I think we are so lost in the nostalgia
there's an artist that used to be out, I guess this was 2000s, you can bleep out his name.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never liked this dude, ever. Like, I always thought he was corny, and recently somebody posted one of his videos
uh-huh.
to Facebook, and the dude was like, I want to kill myself for ever thinking this was cool, because he looks so awkward in the video. He's yeah. like sitting there, just, it looks like something like, all right, we're gonna put this outfit on you and these gold teeth in your mouth, and these are the moves you need to do and act like you're rapping this song. And that's exactly how it looked.
Yeah, I mean, but this is the stuff that a lot of us were into. Magoo is the one that says most of the nasty stuff in here. He says, you tight like virgin P-word. Like, he was not, what? I had no idea these nasty words were in here. Granted, you know, I only got to hear the radio version of stuff. It wasn't like I was buying the albums. But had I known, the only like nasty thing I think I knew that was in there was when Missy Elliott said, I hang low like testicles. And I thought that was hysterical. But yeah, that was one of my songs from back in the day that I realized, oh, wow. Oh, yeah, because Magoo talks about climaxing, but not in such a eloquent way. In this song that's supposed to be how we party, he was just in the bedroom in his head. All right, you give me yours.
One of mine, because I have so many, but unlike Angel, I like things that have a little more meaning. Now, one of my favorites, he ain't even from my era, is Eric B. and Rakim, the album Paid in Full. It's the album came out in 1987. If y'all were to go find Eric B. and Rakim Paid in Full, I guarantee you from 1987, that album will be better than 90% of the stuff that is dropped in 2017. I guarantee you. 30 years later.
Give them lyrics.
It starts off, he just basically talking about how dope his rhymes are. Turn up the bass, check out my melody, and hand out a cigar. I'm letting knowledge be born, and my name's the R. Something, 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 like I'm not on the list. That's what I'm saying. I do rhymes like a scientist. Like, and he just goes in, and he's just flowing, like spitting. I can sit down and listen to that today and just rock out to it, because this dude, he just spitting. And that's the type of stuff I like. Like, one of my favorite artists, who I think, a hip-hop artist anyway, I think is one of the most underrated artists, is Redman. Every now and then, I go back and listen to one of his songs and hear what he... I'm like, did he just say... And it'd be something real deep, something that I didn't catch years before. I'm like, that's clever, the way he said it, because I didn't even catch it. And it makes you listen to it. But just one of my all-time favorite songs is a song from Jay-Z's album. I think it's on The Blueprint.
When did it come out? Oh, the song I did for y'all came out in 1997. Do you know when that song came out?
The Blueprint? Yeah. Or Eric B. and Rakim? I said it was 1987.
No. The Blueprint. The
Blueprint was like 2001, something like that. The Blueprint album and the song on there, Renegade, is Jay-Z and Eminem. Can I say MFs?
You say MFs.
Okay, like okay. And just real quick, the lyrics, this is how it starts off. MF is... say I'm foolish, I only talk about Jews. Do you fools listen to music, or do you just skim through it? See, I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. The same dude you gave nothing, I made something doing. Like,
what is he talking about? I only talk about Jews. It sounded like you said Jews, like the Jewish people. I was like, well
in the hip hop culture, that's how it's pronounced, Jews.
Well, no, now I know, okay, what you're saying.
You think I only talk about jewels? Do you fools listen to music, or do you just skim through it? I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. The same dude you gave nothing, I made something doing. Where am I at? I lost my place.
You're right there. What I do through and through.
What I do through and through. And I give the news with a twisted point of view.
With a twist, it's just his ghetto point of view.
I'm sorry. With a twist, it's just his ghetto point of view. The renegade, you've been afraid. I penetrate pop culture, bringing them a lot closer to the block where they pop toasters. Dudes live with they live with their moms, got drop roasters, like drop roasters a car. So yeah, that's what I've always been a little drawn to. It's the wordplay, the lyrics. It's not just saying, basically saying, y'all messed up our neighborhoods and I'm rapping about it and you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of saying, y'all messed up our neighborhoods, now I'm rapping about it, you don't like it. I'm not a psychic. Like, that's where they go to today.
I'm not a psychic.
But yeah, so go ahead.
I had a feeling my husband was going to pull one of his more
so
mature.
So she's going to pull, yeah. No, because that's why one of my all-time favorite. Now, the one that you just pulled up.
You still listen to today.
At the gym.
Yeah.
And I listen to this too.
Okay.
But I do like my ratchet stuff that ain't got no point of view.
Right.
Because that's what a lot of times the beat is just like going, and that's what you need. I listen to the beats that I made in the gym because I like the beat.
I believe it. Listen.
But hold on.
Why are you feeling like you have to defend yourself? Because,
go ahead and then I will.
I don't feel like you need to.
I can rap it for you. You ain't got to read the lyrics.
I don't think you need to defend yourself. The point of this, the point of me bringing this up is to show that there is some hypocritical stuff that people who are getting older, like ourselves, we do, because there was a point in time where there were certain ratchet songs from our day that we like.
But what the point that I was about to make is, when I bring up how ignorant some of these songs are, I never thought that wasn't ignorant, what you got to read. But no, the kids that I talked to, when our kids, they in their 20s, same age as I was when I was listening to this, they will defend it like, no, but see, you don't understand. He's talking about how he can't. This dude's saying he got two phones, one's for selling drugs and one's for the girls. That's how he's saying. Like, that ain't nothing.
Two phones.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
and they just be like, that's deep. It's not deep.
The reason why they feel like they have to defend it is because I am sure, because I know you're telling them how stupid it is. And so they don't want to be thought of as stupid.
I'd be like, if you want to hear something stupid, here's a song by No Limit that was stupid, that I used to, but I admitted it was stupid.
They enjoy it. So my husband, and I have it on my phone too, because we have the same iTunes account. So I have all the songs you have on yours.
Every now and then you can be having some ignorant stuff pop up on mine.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this? Trumpets and violins playing.
That's right. Gotta get some culture in us.
That ain't culture.
So he starts off with B-I-T-C-H. You just come out with that.
Yeah, why not?
This P world here, B-I-T-C-H, ain't man except
that's just the introduction.
Me. Okay,
get
you
down
want me
to the lyrics,
Jumped in my Cutlass right there.
Yeah, jumped in my Cutlass.
Rolling on switches. Gold, they shining down south, dealing B-I-T-C-H's. N-words out that swamp. Say I should Orleans. I say New Orleans, Richmond, California, importing me some dank weed, rolling on blunts. N-words called the Swisher Sweets. I got Bird 16.5.
I got Fur 65. Sorry, go ahead.
I got Bird 16.5, AMF and key. Fool, when you hit me, it's 18.5. Wow. I got a tax, $2,000 for just taking a ride. Cause N words down south, N words ain't playing. N words talk, be laying down on the ground, just like eight ball. Hit me with your nuts and your G's up the bear wall. They're not sure about that. Yeah. So you know he's talking about slinging keys, gunshots. You know there's the gunshots throughout the song. A pop, pop, pop.
But them dudes is from New Orleans. Third, first, second, third, fourth ward. Like that happened.
It's okay. I'm sure the dude who's got two phones, one for the club,
And one thing we also brought up is how now rappers, they come out and they already talking about they rich and they got Bentleys and this. No, you might have got a $1 million contract, but you broke with that $1 million.
Well, you know what? I still feel like that happened back in the day too. Look, when we were watching the documentary Straight Outta Compton, mm-hmm. and Ice Cube had wrote all these raps, and they were like, "Well, why don't you do them, Eazy-E?" And he was like, "I can't rap," and he was like, "Well, you the only one that got a car." So I feel like rappers do a lot of fantasy. But all right, we're gonna jump to some of the stuff out right now.
Quick. It's gonna be all you because I know nothing about it.
Well, you know what? I don't know the words. Again, I never know the words.
You don't know the words of the songs you do know.
Right, exactly. So I'm pulling up Marcus's favorite song right now, Blase Blase.
Oh my god.
Ty
Dolla I don't know Sign. If I talked about this. I've never heard this song before. I don't know where I was on my way to somebody's house. I think it was
North.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm in my truck, got the windows down. It's sunny California. So I'm sitting there at the stoplight. This girl pulls up beside me and just b-boyed out, hat cocked to the side, music blaring, like no actual stereo system. It's like just tweeters going. So I'm sitting there and I just hear this dude over and over saying, blase, blase. And it's like auto-tuned, blase, 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 blase. I'm like, so now I had my Earth, Wind & Fire going, so I had turned it down. And I'm listening, blase, blase. I'm like, and that's a song? And she's just vibing to it like he's just saying something magnificent.
Because the beat goes hard. The beat does go hard. Like, and he's saying nothing.
One thing I was always respectful of is when I was listening to my trap music, I never turned it up loud enough for other people to hear it. Because I had respect for people around me and I was embarrassed by their stuff. I was like, I ain't gonna let nobody else hear what I'm listening to.
Like, no.
Man, Kentucky riding down the country roads, yeah, I was throwing it, blaring it loud. Couldn't nobody else hear it but the cows.
So blase, blase. All I drink is Bombay. When I'm with my N-words, I might drink that Henne. Smoking cushion, pull it. MF the police. Mm-hmm. I ain't scared to die on them dead homies. Mm-hmm. Hit them licks, whipping them bricks, stealing the I'm young and I'm rich. I'm young and I'm rich. I got hoes. I got H words. Hoes. I'm just going to have to say it. N words.
Don't read it like he raps it. Just read the lyrics.
I got hoes, N word. I've got hoes in different area codes. I think I'm Nate Dogg. I started from the ground. I'm that N word now. I stay with the loud. Can you hear me now? In my BITCH code, she's a centerfold. Put her on a stand and she never told. So he's just saying, you know, he feels like he's Nate Dogg. He's got a lot of hoes. He's got a lot of women, but his downbeat. She looks amazing, and she's been to court for him and did not snitch. That's what he's saying.
That's the difference I was saying. If you were to just read this without that in the same rhythm he's doing, just read what this dude wrote or somebody wrote.
Yeah, the same thing with the masterpiece, Swamp.
Elementary. God, blase, blase. He just says order it over
up,
and over.
Ordered up 100 roses. Skirt, like blase, blase. Blase.
Stupid.
Whipping Maserati, skirt, skirt, skirt. blase. I think his
shut up, stop. Don't even listen. Don't even go where.
I think his
y'all should see her face like she's about to drop something deep.
I am. I think his use of alcohol and drugs have him in a very blase state.
Next point. So now all of a sudden, these artists make being a crackhead the thing to do nowadays.
Really?
Yes. They're like, drugs is big. Everybody talks about pop. No, I ain't talking about weed. Everybody's talking about popping pills now.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the new drug of choice.
What?
Popping pills. Molly or X.
No, no. See, you still stuck in 2003, 2004. They back to doing the hard stuff that makes you lose your teeth and shake and scratch.
Yeah, like the synthetic heroin, yeah.
Like, okay, back in the day, I could understand. People didn't know what cigarettes was going to do to you. They was like, oh, they came out with this great thing, smoke it, calms me down. Some people already look cool. They do it as they work. And, you know, back in the day, you could smoke in buildings and stuff. Then all of a sudden, now they see the side effects of it. They see it gives you cancer. You got holes cut all in your throat, ruins your lungs, secondhand smoke. It kills people that don't even smoke. All right, so we're going to pull back from this. You still got, you know, middle school, high school kids who think they look cool smoking. You know, pray the God's with them and they pull back from it because it just looks ridiculous and smells even worse. So I get it. Drugs is a whole different thing. They see the direct side effect. Ain't nobody that's addicted to cigarettes out living, you know, homeless or on the streets or doing anything they can, just looking like a straight zombie from Walking Dead, you know, from smoking or whatever. They see the side effect of doing certain type of drugs. They know it's highly addictive. So why go in? Like, I don't understand.
It's the YOLO life. It's you only live once. Like, do what you want to do.
And it's
going to
be real short like that. And that's what makes me think, like, when people talk about the whole conspiracy stuff, I'm like, yeah, that's right. People that, like, they are paid to make pop or hip-hop culture look bad, and they want those people to live as short of life as possible. So let's make sure that they promote this.
I mean,
like, that blows my mind, to the fact that they think it's cool to do this type of stuff. Age ain't got nothing to do with it. All right, people want to smoke weed. It's legal a lot of places. Okay. But when you doing some stuff that somebody done set in their kitchen and made, and you know is going to make you extremely addicted, and it could possibly kill you on the spot. Like, the fact that, you know, we grew up making fun of crack. Oh, that's an insult. Oh, look at it, crackhead over here. Now y'all making it cool to be a crackhead? Come on.
Well, they're not doing crack, but they are doing stuff. Yeah, there's a song I had to look up the lyrics to Waka Flocka, because that's one of my other hood folk that I like. And I was like, oh, God, they're doing a lot of drugs in this song. Wow. I was like, they're just popping pills in VIP? When did this start? But that's the same. There was another song I was going to bring up, but we are running out of time and out of battery, was You Need to Cut It. Your price is way too high. You need to cut it. Well, the song's talking about cutting the price of your bricks. I don't recall. I remember, like, the outskirts of rap as I was growing up, when rap was becoming very popular. You had, you know, people would talk about the fact that they sold drugs, but now it feels like very heightened again. Like, people talk about it so much. And even, like, The Weeknd, who is not a hip hop artist, he talks about just being high all the time.
The difference is when they first started talking about it, they talked about their past life of, I had to do this to get out of this. Then it was like, oh, well, this dude made it big, so I'm going to say that I did that too. Like,
well, and no, some of them are still doing it. Yeah. I mean, and they talking to the people who are still doing it. That's who's listening to their stuff. So anyways, if you all have any questions on our style of music, because, you know, I've noticed that a lot of our songs have some very filthy lyrics. Even, I wonder why hip hop is so, you know what, there's no shame in hip hop. That's what it is. Well, there is some, but there's really not much. So you get to say whatever the heck you want to.
They made it so positive hip hop is not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
You know, and it's not weird. I ain't gonna go that deep, but that's exactly
what
it is.
But even positive hip hop for me is still sometimes like, oh, do we have to say it like this? But I think it's to grab the attention of people who potentially want to hear things said like that. But again, I don't want to sound hypocritical, because, like I said, I like some trap music as well. But I do, when I hear it, go, ooh, is this what we saying? But the beat be so hot. It's be so fire. Oh, it'd be so fire. Anyways, we got to end this. It is so late. Let us know what your ratchet favorite song is from the past and from now. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Don't act like you ain't never heard nothing, you know, that sounds a mess. Even my people who don't listen to hip hop, you got one song that.
Now, hip hop ain't the only songs that say ratchet stuff. I know. I've heard some country songs that, like, what?
So leave it in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube. Please, again, make sure you subscribe to That Chick Angel TV so you can see this podcast every Wednesday, or follow us on iTunes, or do both, and SoundCloud to be able to hear this podcast. Follow Marcus on Periscope at 2782 Big Marcus, me on all my various Instagram and what's that other thing, Twitter. I'm Angel the Actress, and everything else I'm That Chick Angel. All right, guys, we'll talk to y'all next time. We're gonna get to bed.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye.